This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
She said her name was
Chappelle.
Yeah. She came to play and her body was sick, yeah. She killed when she walked, so sexy when she called.
It's Saturday night. That could mean only one thing. It's the Chappelle Show.
We love you, Chappelle.
The Chappelle Show.
Joy 94.9. It is the Chappelle Show, another awesome hip-hop show for this Saturday afternoon. Last week it was pretty sunny on the show. Well, not on the show, but in Melbourne. And I think it's improved a little bit today, but it was pretty grim. But that's Melbourne for you. Before I kick off into the show, I need to say thank you to Hannah for another awesome independent Aussie music show and to Byron for bringing us the latest from the Joy newsroom. Last week, I had an awesome MC co-hosting the show. And this week, I have an awesome band co-hosting the show with me. They go by the name of Jacoby. I've got three of the guys in here. I have got Robert, Jerome, and Mark, was it? Sorry, Aaron? I wrote down Aaron. I'm like, that's not right. Where did I get Aaron from?
I'm the guy
and
no one remembers.
I'm going to switch your mics on. Hey, do you know what I just did before? Like, I just got your name wrong. And there's a guy that does a show called Techno Gaze, Mark, who I've known for about a year. And I just saw him today. And I was like, hey, what's up, Matt? And he was just dirty on me. He hasn't really said much to me since then.
Yeah, so you're Aaron now. Yeah.
Sorry, Aaron.
Or Mark.
Mark and
Mark.
Marin.
Marin. It's a nice little fusion. Well, that... You know, getting the show off onto such a great start, I think it's only fair that now we kick off into the Beyonce prayer so that I don't mess anything else up. So unless I start calling you Beyonce from this point on, which isn't too bad, is it?
No, that kind of suits me. I'm happy.
So do we
compliment.
What is it?
Beyonce. Beyonce.
But are we doing the prayer?
No, prayer.
I'm doing the prayer now. Don't worry, you don't have to do it. But
Do we hold hands or what?
You can hold hands. You can close your eyes. You can bow your head. Whatever you want. I'll put it on. And so the reason, if you've just listened to the show for the first time, I do the Beyonce prayer because she's the only deity I believe in. She's a goddess in my eyes. And I do that to make sure that the show goes well because it's live radio and anything can happen. Mm. So if we pray to Beyonce, then hopefully things go well. Mm. So and then we always followed it up with a Beyonce song, which my guests have chosen, but you'll hear that in just a second. So I think we should kick it off. It's a Beyonce prayer and Joy 94.9.
Yeah. In the name of our Mama Bee, Sasha Fierce and Lady Bay, may you watch over our fierceness and we pray you to keep our bootieslicious forever and ever.
The Chappelle Show.
Joy 94.9, Beyonce. We were just jamming out to that song. I'm here, joined in the studio on the Chappelle Show with the guys from Jacoby. Now, tell me, why did you guys choose that song?
The build. Many reasons. Can I just say as well, we run a night on Sunday at Carlton Club called New York Cats, and we have a burger called the Beyonce Booty Burger.
Oh, great. Is it because your booty gets bigger when you eat it?
Yes. That's exactly what it is. And awesome. That's what song you should be listening to when you're eating a burger.
Hey, do you know, sometimes I meet people who are like, oh, I don't like that Love on Top song, and I'm like, do you like life? Like,
fools.
What's wrong with you? Exactly. All right. So enough about Beyonce. Let's talk about Jacoby. Tell us a bit about you. Like, you're a band. You play live music.
Yeah, we're a five-piece band that, we don't really have a genre.
Robbie, you're right.
I'm just changing the corner.
Overwhelmed by the octave
by
changes.
Beyonce.
We're a five-piece band where when people ask us what genre we are, it's probably the hardest question because it's like... Some people say we're a funk hip-hop band. Some people say that we're a bit of a rock metal band. Some people... I think because every single song we play is a bit different, but it's a lot of it, a lot of people listen to. It's hard to explain. It's for a wide variety of people, though. Yeah, so... But we've been playing for maybe 2 years now.
Yeah, cool.
As a full band, but... Yeah, so... Yeah.
So tell me, you guys just sold out a venue at the Workers Club last week. It was a really massive gig. Yeah. You actually had to turn people away at the door.
Yeah.
How was that?
I wasn't actually there. You and Robbie got to see it.
Yeah, no. Nah,
Aaron, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, it was a bit hard, actually. I felt real sad because there was a group of probably 10 girls that rocked up.
You only wanted to let them in because they were girls.
and I was just like, sorry, you can't come watch because people had to order them online and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is our first, like, sold-out gig, so it tripped me out. It was really,
I think it's really cool. Like, I mean, 2 years really isn't that long in music to start selling out gigs, let's face it. And
well, the boys like Adzi, Robbie, Jesse, they've been playing in bands for maybe almost 10 years now, eh?
Yeah.
What, did you start when you were like 5 or something?
Yeah.
I'm probably the youngest in the band.
So, but me and my brother, when we joined, we hadn't even picked up an instrument or anything, so these guys sort of taught us, and then it sort of worked, and now we're selling out venues. What?
You're proper balling now. I think that's the term. Yeah.
Hopefully they come to the next show, Bart.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk about when your gigs are coming up soon, and I want to play some of this genre-bending music very, very soon. One of the poor boys from Jacoby Roberts having a massive coughing fit, the poor darling. Should we stop the show and check on him? What do you think? He'll be okay?
No, we're good. I like those.
You can get a word in that way. Awesome. All right. So I think very, very soon we should play one of your songs. We've got heaps of great music that you guys have chosen. We're going to play Kendrick Lamar, Blackstreet, D'Angelo. As soon as I saw that you guys picked D'Angelo, I was like, yes, well done. Good choice of music. That's coming up very, very soon. You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's the Chappelle Show.
Hey guys, how you doing? My name is Remy and I'm here representing the Chappelle Show.
Joy 94.9. No Deity by Blackstreet. There's a classic for you. That's chosen by my guests, the guys from the band Jacoby. Now, I was just telling you guys, in the 2 years I've been doing this show, nobody has ever chosen that song to play in terms of my co-host. So congratulations on reaching a Joy 94.9 milestone.
Yeah,
I think we need to get a plaque for that or something.
No one's done that. That's like the best song.
And text in and tell us if you think it's Bill Withers, it does the original.
Oh, yeah. So we're having this discussion off air. The sample from No Diggity by Blackstreet, who sung the original sample? Text in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And while you're there, text me in. If you're in the city and you see Robbie...
I know.
Maybe
we've lost one of the guys.
Where he is.
We've lost him. He's like actually
worried
disappeared.
About him.
Worried.
And he's even left his phone here, so we can't do a GPS track of him. Oh well.
Bye, Rob.
That's all right. We've got more attention for you two guys now on air, so that's pretty cool. So the name Jacoby, like, what does it mean? Great story, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, that's the thing. It's a long story, though. It's a really long story.
Yeah, it goes from... Because we've actually had a few names, and it seems like we've always had bad luck with our names. We used to be called Dactyl, but then there was the band called Snackadactyl, and then they they wrote on our Facebook page, copycat from Ballarat.
Did you have a beef with them?
I felt like I wanted to go sit in the corner after they said that.
Fair enough. So there goes a name change.
Yeah, so then we changed that. Then we've had, and it just hasn't really worked. And then Jesse, our drummer, saw a cat.
I love where this is going, by the way. This is awesome.
He was in Tokyo at the time.
This one time I saw a cat in Tokyo.
I don't think we could actually tell. I think we need Jesse to tell you.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
That's part of the
But
name.
Is it a name you made up? Like, is it a word you made up or it comes from
somewhere? I wish I could tell you, but that's the thing about...
You'll have to kill me otherwise. Yeah. Is it one of those scenarios?
Yeah. It's if you ask anyone of the band, they'll give you a different... How we got to name.
How important is a name for a band, though?
Yeah.
It's just important to make the name something.
Yeah.
I think that's what's important.
I reckon you can have the name. Like, with the name, I reckon it can be a funny name, but if the music's good, it makes the name good, I guess. Mm. Yeah. Unless your name's, like, something ridiculous.
And maybe you need
Uberstank
to...
was a good name. Yeah. That was pretty.
Huber stank.
Huber stank, yeah.
Two good words there. Huber and stank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to stand out, I guess, especially when you're starting out. People have to remember your name.
Yeah, a lot of people, when we say Jacuzzi, like people get confused with a jacuzzi. Or then one lady like freaked out because a Japanese girl, because apparently Jabuki means like some bad word in Japanese. I think it means like nipples or something.
Well, if there's anything wrong with nipples, let's just put it out there. No offense to nipples.
But that's Jabuki, so.
That's really cool. But if people think of jacuzzi, at least that helps if you ever need to rhyme, if you're ever dropping like a rap in a song. Yeah. There's one instant
I like rhyming Jacuzzi with Beyonce booty.
Mm.
Wow, that's very good.
Act like you knew me.
Is this like proper freestyle going on right now, guys? Yeah.
Should we do a freestyle?
Nah, I'll swear. I can't.
Cool. So you're also saying like sort of Jacuzzi kind of sums up your music style as well, which is there is no one particular style. So it's your own genre now that you guys have made. So it's like, what's your style? It's Jacuzzi.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. And the song that we're about to play, Holiday, you decided to guys, you know, you guys wanted to go off into like the pop realm for a bit and you jammed out to that. Tell me a bit about this song that I'm about to play.
This was actually our like first song we made as a band. Like me, like when I first met Adzi, we used to jam this track. Jesse used to jam it, and then we like started playing as a full band. It's sort of that typical pop song about the girl, but you meet her on a holiday, and then I don't know, you never see her again.
Builds up, bit of frustration up. Going on.
That guy, some guy made a full story out of it. Like, I didn't even mean it, but he made a story out of it.
Yeah, we got a decent write-up.
Fantastic. Well, let's listen to it now. The song's called Holiday. It's a pretty fun song. Let's put it on now. This is Jacuzzi. You're listening to The Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
Hey, what's up? It's Mac Miller. Right now, you are listening to The Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
Joe 94.9, that was D'Angelo from the album Voodoo, a classic album of the 90s. That song chosen by my guest, Jacuzzi. Guys, that was a great track. Well done. Well done on picking great music as co-host duties.
No worries.
It's what we do, the music. Hey, so I've had a text come in on 0427 Joy 949 from Melina, who's a regular listener, and she's at the races, and she's like, hip hop at the races on my mobile, enjoying you. Fun and cool me things. Thank you for listening to us while you're at the races. I think that's really awesome.
Thank you.
Maybe they're not, the races aren't very interesting, and we're more interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
Sure. Glad we all agree. Hey, so Melina has a question for you. She's like, Iggy Azalea, who is the Aussie rapper who's been overseas for a long time, has had trouble with her record company recently. She wants to know, how can an artist compromise their music and maintain artistic integrity? We're going a bit serious on the Chappelle Show today. We're going deep and thoughtful. Like, if you guys, because you guys are independent now,
you can
do whatever you want, really, let's face it. If you got signed to a label and they're like, oh, let's make it a bit poppy. Mark, you have to cut your hair. Like,
yeah, see, that's a thing. It's like, I think you always need to have that balance in between your creative style, like being really different, but you got to have that balance of being different, but still you want to listen to them. You don't want to listen to some space sounding, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
some people are into alien music. That's
Well, if some, like on a personal thing for Jacuzzi, if someone told us to change what we're doing, we'd definitely go, all right, cool. This is not for us. We're not really working well together, you know?
Yeah.
But if they said like maybe, like if they go, Adzi, cut your hair, you know, I don't think we could.
I'm going to have to say, well, how short? We have to find it, you know. Yeah. We can't shave it off.
So you're happy to compromise to an extent in order to like maybe sign to a label and, you know, get your stuff out there? Because it's hard as independent artists, because people don't realise you have to do everything. You have to be, write the music, perform, get the, promote yourselves. I know you've got a manager now, but you're still sort of really hands-on when you're independent and do a lot of stuff. So,
yeah, no, definitely like it's, I think at one point we want to get a label just for that backup, you know? Just at the moment, but yeah, if they told us to cut our hair or change up too much.
Because
I think it's good, because we know what we are, we know what we're good at, we know what we're bad at, and we know what's cheesy and what's
Yeah.
Not cheesy.
You got to do what feels natural for you, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. I think we can take our serious hats off now.
Oh,
enough of that. but thanks for the question, Melina. It is always interesting to get people's takes on that. I want to play another song for you guys, by you guys now. It's called Feels Like Yesterday. And I just want to tell the listeners that coming up very soon, we will be playing some Kendrick Lamar, but you guys are going to be playing live in the studio, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
That doesn't actually happen too often. So I'm going to chuck that on now. You're listening to The Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
I said feels like yesterday.
Hey, this is Speech from Arrested Development. Right now, you're vibing with Chappelle on Joy 94.9.
He's the rapper of our generation, Kendrick Lamar. I'll bring that down. Nobody wants to hear him yelling at someone. Joy 94.9, you're on the Chappelle Show. Now, I just need to say welcome back to Robbie here.
I'm back in the game.
Bit.
I was coughing up my lungs for a little while.
Yeah, welcome back. How's
Thank
it feel?
You. It's good.
Yeah.
I've still got a bit of an itch, but it's okay now.
Okay, great. That's a great update. Hey, Melina sent another message in saying she loves the response that you guys gave about maintaining artistic integrity. And she said, great response. Greeks are deep and like to think a little on occasion. I think she's referring to her.
Yeah, Melina.
Yeah.
She likes aliens.
Is
aliens are
Good. Hey, we've just had a message come in from Houston, Texas, guys. Who is that text in?
Daniel. And he said, you guys are awesome. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for listening. You're awesome.
He's probably streaming us live on the Joy app, so that's pretty cool. If you want to download that for free, you can on the Joy website. So you guys have got some gigs coming up. There's one this Thursday at the Prince Band Room. It's the end of exam sort of soiree, which I think soiree is a very nice word. I can imagine it's going to get a lot messier than just a simple soiree, but that's pretty cool. And then the next gig is on the 23rd at Shorey Fields. Mm-hmm. What's Strawberry Fields again?
It's festival. Out in the bush. Yeah, it's
a festival. Last time it was maybe, if it's in the same spot, it was like 3 hour, almost 4 hour drive.
I think it's just on the border somewhere.
It was good fun. It was like a field of strawberries and.
Do you have to camp? Really nice. Is it one of those ones?
Yeah.
It goes for like 3 days. Yeah. It's awesome, but so many good acts, so many good DJs.
Definitely. That's really cool. We are going to play one more song that you guys have chosen. Again, an awesome, awesome song. It's Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison, what we call in the business a classic. I'm going to chuck that on now. You guys are going to get ready to play a song live, and I'm really excited about that. We're chatting with Jacoby, who are going to do a live song very soon. You're in the Chappelle Show, Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to The Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
I don't have much time left on The Chappelle Show. The guys, Jacoby, have been co-hosting with me. They're going to do a song acoustically. And acoustically? What's the correct English there? Does it matter? No, don't worry about it. Don't bother answering. Which is very cool. The song's called Feels Like Yesterday. But before you guys kick into that, how can people find out information about your 3 free songs that they can download and also about where your gigs are coming up?
Hit up SoundCloud or either our Facebook.
Facebook is a good one. And then how do you spell the name of the band?
J-A-K-U-B-I.
All right. So the song that you guys are going to play for us now is called Feels Like Yesterday.
Do a different one.
Yeah, we're playing Can't Afford It All.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that song before we kick off.
This is another sort of pop sort of vibe, but still has that balance of what we like to do. Yeah, it's just about a girl that you can't afford.
It's just a fun song, really.
Yeah, it's just
a fun song. She should take a leaf out of J-Lo's book and, you know, love don't cost a thing. But anyway, I'll leave that to you guys.
Jenny from the block.
Yeah, that's it. All right, it's Jacoby. Take it away, guys.
Yeah. I said, oh my, look at those eyes. They be so fine, but they be so blind. She must have a thing for men with no style. He must have a thing that
makes him go wild.
Said, oh my, I'm loving her style. The sexy black dress beside the bow tie. She must have a thing for men with no style. We come over his bow ties and faux eyes. First thing checked off the checklist, college. She don't want a man with anorexic wallet. Nah, she want a whole lot of knowledge, a lot of common sense, a lot of common dollars. So with a time wallet, till she thinks it's a dar with me. It's horrible cause I can't afford it all. Oh, no, 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 no.
I can't afford it all.
said I can afford it all. She's so adorable. Cause I can afford it all. Yeah. I said, oh my, look at that smile. Checking those lips upon the wrong guy. She must have a thing for men with no. Oh, he must have a thing that makes him go. Said, oh my, I'm loving her style. Sexy black dress beside the bow tie. She must have a thing for men with no style. Comb overs, bow ties, and faux eyes. Damn, how the hell you sexing him? Don't put his head on your son. Protect your kids, but he the best of beer. So we got the dot. He be feeding your stomach and feeding your class with Louis Vuitton wallets. And you think it's adorable, me? It's horrible, cause I can afford it all. Oh, 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 yeah.
I can
hey.
Afford it all.
I can afford it all.
She's so adorable.
Hey. She's so adorable.
I can afford
hey.
It all.
I can afford it all. I can afford it all. I can afford it all now. Can't afford it all. She's just so adorable. Please, oh baby, please. Sorry, girl. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I can't afford it all.
Say I can't afford it all.
She's so adorable.
Said she's so adorable.
I can't afford it all.
Said I can afford it all.
Bring that down, Jacoby. That was lovely. Thank yeah. you for playing that live here on the Chappelle Show.
That's all right.
Beautiful Beyonce.
Is that a new song? Can't afford it all?
Nah, that's an old track. Yeah, but you can find that on SoundCloud as well. Free download.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in and joining me here on the Chappelle Show. Have fun at your gig this Thursday at the Prince Band Room. And we'll keep an eye out for your album. You better come back in when that album comes out.
Yeah, sure.
You better have us. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Do you at least have a name for the album?
Ooh.
No, the answer's no. That's fine. Okay. So many artists, they don't plan that stuff to the last minute. Thank you so much for joining us on the Chappelle Show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.